Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. Well, I always enjoy talking business with you. There's no question about it. Every single day, I wake up and I say, what am I going to talk about today? And, well, it just flows. It just comes out. And I have a title, and then I just go for it. And our title today is Why Business Plans Do Not Work. I don't know a business person that likes to write a business plan. And one of the reasons that business plans don't work is people don't write them. They don't sit down and they don't think about what they're going to do in the next month, the next 6 months, the next year to become more successful. So a question that you can ask yourself is, do you want your business to double over the next year? Or be up 10%, 15%, 20%, whatever your goals are. And if you want to do that, you have to have a plan. You have to have an understanding of exactly what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. You can't just show up in the morning and expect that your business is going to grow. You need to sit down in a quiet place, and you need to start thinking about, what do I need to do to create more business, to create more prospects, to create more sales? How about the strengths and the weaknesses of my people? How can I help them become stronger, better at what they do? How can I become better? How can we improve our sales presentation? How can we improve our materials? We need to absolutely understand every aspect of our business, and we need to improve upon it. If we don't understand what we're doing, if we don't understand every aspect of our business, how can we make it better? Now, when I talk about a business plan, and I've mentioned this many times before, I'm not talking about 100 pages that goes into details with charts and graphs and demographics. I'm talking about one or two pages, a few paragraphs, that you really dig in and understand what you need to do. And then when you have that information, when you've gathered that plan together, you don't want to have it in your drawer gathering dust. You want to absolutely look at it all the time. You want to look at it daily, weekly, monthly. You want to tear it apart and say, are we doing the right things? Are we meeting our goals? Because if we do that, then we will be successful. Well, to be successful, we need to find out where we are not successful, where we're not getting the job done, where our people are not being productive. And we also need to find out where they're being productive so that we can point it out and praise them. Everybody likes to know that they're doing a good job. We need to tell them if they're doing a good job. We can't just expect that they're going to understand that we appreciate them. So plan. Make it happen. Think about what needs to be done. Look at the competition. What are they doing? What are they doing better than you are? You are your own think tank. That's what you are. You have the ability to sit down, think it through, make it happen, change it. But unless you change, unless you improve, nothing happens. Now, we don't want to throw out the good things. We don't want to throw out the things that work. We want to include those in our plan. So we want to take what's strong. We want to make it stronger. What's not working, we want to get rid of it. What creates a problem, we want to anticipate the problem so we don't have one. So if we're working our plan all the time, if we're thinking about it every day, if we're sitting down for 1 hour a day, which business people will say, I just don't have time to do this, if we sit down for 1 hour a day and we think about what needs to be done, we will continually improve and get stronger. You know, if you look at athletes, they just don't go out and play the game. They work out. They study the playbook. They go to practice. They try to correct what they're not doing well, and they try to understand what the competition's doing so that they can beat the competition. So you are a world-class business athlete. You need to work out by getting your plan together. You need to exercise your mind. You need to implement your plan, and you need to outpace the competition. Because in your town, in your city, in your state, there are so many people that do what you do. It's really unusual to have a business where you don't have competition. Everybody today has competition. As I've said in the past, it's the easiest time to get into business. It's the hardest time to stay into business. So work that plan. Make it happen. Sit down. Put it on your schedule. Don't run away from it. Don't fear it. Use all that intelligence, all that experience that you have. And when you do that, you will significantly grow your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.